Thank you, Burisan Prabhu. Thank you for making us turn in the direction of Giriraj. My presentation on the subject of helping all of us to enter the retreat will have this motto or the theme, turning to Krishna through the holy name. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shri Govakta Vinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Please again turn to Giriraj. I will be your hotri, your priest for a moment, and chant one mantra which you please repeat after me.
Namaste Girirajaya Shri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Dayine
Hare Krishna. The main problem which we face in this material world, and the main problem which we also face when we are on the path of Krishna consciousness, is our separation from Krishna. Or when we practice sadhana bhakti, a lack of sambandha, a lack of connection. And this turning away from Krishna manifests in a countless series of material miseries. When the soul, it is just like when you turn to from the sun, you immediately see the shadow. So when you see, when you turn away from Krishna, you immediately see the material energy and experience its two potencies. The first potency is that your pure spiritual knowledge is covered. You forget. You can't see any longer who you are. This called the avaranatmika shakti, the covering potency. And the second result of seeing the shadow, seeing the material energy, is that she grabs you as guna maya and jiva maya. And it's called throws you or pushes you and influences you in ways which are harmful for you. And that's called the prakshepatmika shakti. So the moment we turn away from Krishna, we see Krishna's shadow, the material energy, and it's not a passive situation where we see something. No, the material energy works on us by covering us and by pushing and pulling us. And there is only one solution to escape this endless series of being covered and pushed. And the solution is simply you have to turn back to Krishna. That's the whole idea of bhakti. That's the whole idea of losing fear and discomfort in life. Turning to Krishna. And as we have often said in this retreat, Krishna is only a mantra away. One good chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra can again reconnect us with Krishna. But we do have a problem. The material energy does everything in its power so that we cannot turn to Krishna. Although Krishna has been so kind to us that he has appeared in the form of his holy name, the souls who have a habit of turning away from Krishna can simply not turn to the holy name. And even if they chant Hare Krishna Hare Ram, their chanting is only a shadow chanting. It's called Namabhas. It's not the pure thing, and it is not really as efficient. So this, we are doubly cursed. We have gone away from Krishna, that's the first thing. And the second curse is, when we try to turn to him, then we can't do it. We are distracted. It's almost, you know, like when there is a patient, let us give an analogy, who is really ill, who really has a problem, and there's only one medicine which could help him. But somehow his system cannot accept this medicine and he vomits it. Then where is the hope for such a patient? Can you hear my broken English? Can you understand what I'm saying? We have turned away from Krishna and lost our natural birthright to be in his association. Krishna, however, has not turned away from us, but has come to us as the holy name in this world. But still, we are so unfortunate that we cannot turn to Krishna. We are distracted in our chanting. We are not able to absorb ourselves in our chanting. When we have chanted our 16 rounds, we think, what just happened? I didn't listen to one single mantra. Yes, because you are a Bahyamukha soul, means you have turned your face away from Krishna to the shadow of Krishna, the material energy. You have this difficulty to turn to the holy name. And your whole state of being separated shows up in your japa and kirtan. When it's time to turn to Krishna, you just don't do it. Either you consciously don't do it, that's maybe for most of us, or you try to turn to Krishna, but there seems to be a power stronger than your own efforts which pull you again away from him. Do you know what I'm talking about, or do I only talk about myself here? You know. Good. There's an ancient story which I believe I have not yet told you in a in the Japa retreat here at Govardhan, about the mercy of the holy name on one side, and yes, the mercy of the holy name. I will talk, I have only a brief time because we are running against the sun here. The sun is having her plan, or his plan, he wants to set soon. So, listen very carefully. There was once a poor girl who lived in a hut in a desolate, far away forest area. Because we as souls are Prakriti, we are compared in this story with a poor girl. We live in a hut far away from reality. That is, we live in a material body, the hut of our body, somewhere in a distant corner of the universe. This girl would occasionally dream of the kind king of the lands beyond the three rivers and the seven oceans. I won't be able to translate all the mystical language here for you. Those who know our philosophy will go bing, bing, bing and recognize everything, but no need to understand the story. She dreamt that if I could meet the king, he will take care of all my needs. But she lived in this lonely forest, and there were seven oceans and three rivers between herself and the king. One day something happened. A man dressed in royal garments arrived at her hut, knocked at the door, and then the girl fearfully opened the door. She asked, "Who are you?" The man said very patiently, "I am the messenger of the king who lives beyond the rivers and the oceans, and he wants to see you. He wants to receive you, and he wants to take care of all your needs in every respect." The girl was grateful, and because the man was rich and looked trustworthy, she followed him, and the messenger of the king brought her on a long journey, a journey on which the two became quite intimate with each other, intimate in an emotional sense. The girl began to like the messenger like anything. And when after a long journey, they finally arrived in the palace of the good king, the girl felt very ashamed. She said, "I have fallen so much in love with this messenger that I do not know if I have any feelings left for the king, and he needs good untertanen, subjects. The messenger at that moment said, "I will not bring you any further. Some servants will come and will bathe you now and give you new garments so that you are fit to meet the king. A goodbye." And the girl was sad. She was bathed and dressed in a new garment, and brought by some servants into the royal assembly hall. And when she looked on the throne, the seat of the king, she was extremely surprised. She almost fainted with a shock which ran through her veins. Because on the throne, there was no other person than the self-same messenger who had come and brought her. My dear devotees, this is a dear analogy. The analogy wants to say that the holy name, just like the messenger, comes to where we are, picks us up, and takes us on a long journey. And during this journey, we develop affection for the holy name. And then at one stage, the holy name reveals himself in all his splendor to us as being identical with him whose name we have chanted. In other words, Krishna will be experienced in all his splendor when we chant his holy name. We will recognize Binatvang Namanamino. The name is not different from Krishna. This is the story of the soul traveling over the three modes of material nature and crossing the various material elements, including the ego and the mind, so that it can meet the Lord in the full way. It is the story of a soul who becomes increasingly free from the influence of the shadow energy, material energy, while being in the association of the holy name. But again, I want to remind us, this is the last time for today, that if we cannot connect with such a merciful Lord who has come as the holy name who will bring us back to Godhead, we are so unfortunate. The great teacher of chanting the holy name, Namacharya Haridas Thakur, has made an observation which is quite analytical, if not even self-critical. He says, simply by one's own endeavor, no one in this world can overcome the problem of distractedness. Such victory can only come about by your merciful blessings. This problem of distractedness, of being away from Krishna, turning away from Krishna, can be overcome, as we said, by turning to him in his most merciful form, the holy name, and praying to him to help us in all ways. Now, what does turning to Krishna actually mean? One thing you have done already, you have bent your neck in the direction of Giriraj Govardhan. But on a more practical level, what do you do when you want to turn to Krishna in the form of the holy name? What do you do? You take your beads and you go switch over to the intensive mood of chanting. I'm asking. There's a prayer to Lord Krishna which many of my senior god brothers have adopted as a regular prayer when they chant the holy name, because it is through this prayer that they feel they can turn to Krishna in all earnestness. It's a prayer from Shikshastakam, and it is the prayer of the soul who feels separation from Krishna and feels thrown away or controlled by the material energy. Here it is for you. You can please chant with me if you are accustomed to chanting this.
Ayinanda tanuya kinkaraṁ patitaṁ mām viṣame bhavāṁ buddho kripaya tava pāda pankaja stita duli sadrisham vichintaya.
My dear Lord, I'm your eternal servant. But somehow or other, I have fallen into the ocean of this material world. Kindly now, pick me up and fix me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet. My dear devotees, you have spent so much Lakshmi to come here to Vrindavan Dham. You have not been afraid of any inconvenience and have not been scared by the reports of your sleeping accommodations, which you must have Googled or so on or listen. You have come here with winter setting upon you. You have made this effort. I really want to encourage you, go all the way, turn to Krishna during this holy name retreat in the form of his holy name. Become supremely intolerant, not of the food which you will get, but at other outer circumstances. By the way, everything is super first class this year. I don't want to frighten the organizers with my provocative talk. My dear devotees, turn to Krishna and become intolerant when you catch yourself in your normal absent-minded mode. I saw this yesterday. We had a pilgrimage, and when it ended, most of the devotees started to speak intense prajalpa. Our bus was shaking with the prajalpa of the devotees because they had turned back to their normal habit of speaking. This time for a week, I request you to switch on a new habit. The new habit should be that you become intolerant, not of others, but or outer circumstances, but intolerant whenever you catch yourself turning away from Krishna. And this is most easily done if you enter a prayerful mood, much like the one which Gauranga Mahaprabhu suggests here. And my dear devotees, I've written something down from Bhajan Rahasya here. When you do this, when you just make a sincere effort, as good as you can, something will happen here in the valley of Giriraj. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes about this. When one hears and chants about Krishna, one attains transcendental blessings. Hare Krishna. And Krishna, who sits in the heart, will destroy all fears. He will also gradually destroy all the contaminations in the heart and awaken steady devotion for him. In other words, if Krishna sees all of us turning to him and giving our best effort, Even if we don't feel anything, he will become active in our heart by giving us blessings. Our contaminations will be destroyed, and some devotion for him will awaken by his blessings. Thus, we become free from lust and anger and greed that are born from the modes of passion and ignorance, and our mind really becomes established in a transcendental goodness in Krishna consciousness. What I wish to say is, I want to encourage almost something like passive spirituality. What's that? Active is when you do. Passive is when you receive. When you make a little effort, just a little, here in the valley of Giriraj, you will receive so much, my dear devotees. It will save you from the biggest fears. I'm 100% sure. Yesterday I talked to a devotee. The devotee said, "Maharaj, I have to tell you something. I was full of doubts whether I should continue my Krishna consciousness, because I have done many, I have now 10 years, 15 years, but I'm still waiting for Krishna to give me a sign." So yesterday I went to Giriraj and I said, "This is your last chance." "Please give me a sign." Then a monkey came and stole me my glasses, and I thought, "This is too much. This I don't accept as a sign." Then he went to Airavatakund, and he offered a light to Giriraj in that area of Airavatakund. So this morning, the priest, and after offering the light, he went and put it to a temple before the deity. So this morning, the priest phoned and said, "I do not believe what happened. This, I have never seen it." He's a bridge Parsi. "The light which one of the devotees offered burned for 10 hours. You know, the light has usually a duration of 5 to 7.5 minutes. At least that's how we stop the normal lights. This went for 10 hours. And the devotee immediately understood. Giriraj had given me a sign. First he stole my glasses, chastising me, "Give up your material vision, you fool." But then he said, "I'm here. I'm all this time here. I accepted your offering. And because you need such graphic demonstrations, I have answered in a language which you understand and accept by letting your nonsense light burn for 10 hours. And I told the priest to tell you so that you lose your doubts. My dear devotees, Giriraj is like this. He accepts when we turn to him. This devotee turned to him. He gave him a last chance. And he will do something. I think some of you have tried to chant. They have gone to lectures. They have read Bhujan Prabhu's excellent book on japa. And they have said, "Anyways, these are good, nice good words, but Not for me. I'm sorry. I came on a... my train arrived too late, you know. Everything... everyone is gone. I'm left here. I'm stranded. My dear devotees, my dear skeptics, and also my dear sincere devotees who have come to... who have come here to come to the next level of their chanting, the level where they chant with affection, maybe, and affectionate regard. No, you have come to Giriraj. Give Giriraj a chance to work on you, to work on your japa, and expect miracles. I mean, and you can expect miracles. It will, something will happen. I really request you, keep your focus throughout the retreat. Keep your focus. Don't relax your focus. Keep your, give your best best effort. And I'm absolutely sure, judging this from the many, many things which happened during the Govardhan retreats in the past, that something very precious will be given to you, something on which you can build the future of your life in Krishna consciousness. It is not a small thing that we have come here and that we stay out at the sacred site of Giriraj, right on his side, for an entire week. I wish you all the best from every fiber of my being, that you can apply yourself with the same sincerity which brought you here throughout the retreat. Pace yourself wisely. Be careful to eat properly and sufficiently, but eat the right things so that you will not have problems with the, you know, the gravitational force and the, its relationship to your food. Hare Krishna, this is the most polite word I could find. I wish you all the best. And we will now turn to our Purijan Prabhu for further assistance. In summary, I want to just say, keep turning to Krishna and in the form of his holy name, and for sure something wonderful will be given to you. Hare Krishna.